Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood Cirque Life coach. Ever feel like life's throwing punches left and right? You know that feeling when you just want to throw in the towel and call it quits? Trust me, I get it. We all face epic challenges and those moments where we feel completely knocked down. But here is the thing. Resilience isn't about being immune to these tough times, it's about how we bounce back. It's about picking ourselves up, dusting ourselves off, and coming back stronger than ever. And that's exactly what we're diving into today on the Daily Stoic Blueprint. We're going to explore some powerful strategies for building resilience, those mental muscles that help you weather any storm life throws your way. Because let's face it, the world can be a wild ride, and having these tools in your arsenal is like having an ultimate cheat code for navigating the ups and downs with grace and grit. So buckle up, my friends, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will empower you to become a resilience ninja. Number 1. Embrace discomfort. Now, I know this sounds counterintuitive, right? We naturally want to avoid anything uncomfortable or challenging. But here's the secret: growth happens outside of our comfort zone. Think about it. Those epic moments in your life, those times when you truly felt alive and accomplished, they probably came after facing some serious discomfort, some hurdles that tested your limits. So instead of running from discomfort, see it as an opportunity to level up. Next up, practice mindfulness. We live in a world of constant distractions, notifications pinging, social media scrolling, emails flooding in. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and scattered, but mindfulness is like hitting the reset button on your brain. It's about being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, and observing your thoughts without judgment. This helps you stay grounded, manage stress, and respond to challenges with clarity instead of reacting impulsively. Now here's a game changer. Cultivate gratitude. You heard me right. When life throws you curveballs, it's easy to focus on the negative. But cultivating gratitude is like flipping the script. It's about recognizing and appreciating the good things in your life, big and small. It could be as simple as enjoying a delicious cup of coffee, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, or having a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Let's talk about self-compassion. We are so hard on ourselves sometimes. We beat ourselves up for mistakes, dwell on shortcomings, and compare ourselves to others. But remember, you're human, you're going to make mistakes, stumble along the way, and have moments of doubt. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Finally, build strong connections. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive in connection with others. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, support your goals, and challenge you to be your best self. Strong relationships provide a powerful source of resilience, a safe space to share vulnerabilities, celebrate successes, and navigate tough times together. All right, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Picture this. You're working on a big project at work, and things aren't going as smoothly as you'd hoped. You face setbacks, unexpected challenges, and maybe even some harsh criticism. Now, what happens next? Do you spiral into negativity, throw in the towel, or embrace those resilience strategies we just talked about? Think about it. Do you step back, take a deep breath, practice mindfulness to stay calm and centered? Do you remind yourself of past successes, drawing on your strength and experience? Do you lean on supportive colleagues for advice and encouragement? Or maybe you even see this as an opportunity to learn and grow, adjusting your approach and finding innovative solutions. That's resilience in action. It's about choosing how you respond, even when things get tough. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be setbacks, but the key is to keep practicing these strategies, integrating them into your daily life. Embrace the discomfort, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, show yourself some self-compassion, and nurture those strong connections. Now go out there, my friends, and make me proud. Apply these strategies, share your wins and maybe even your struggles, and let's build a community of resilient individuals who are ready to conquer anything life throws their way. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep it stuck, keep it real, and keep on crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.